Hi, and welcome to the Christian Homeschool Moms Podcast. I'm Demetria, and I'm so glad to be with you today. Today's a beautiful, sunny day here in my neck of the woods in Northern Cal, and it's just been a beautiful week. We've had a great weekend with Easter and Passover, Resurrection Day, Good Friday, all of the wonderful things that we celebrate as believers, and I enjoyed that with my family. We had a great time at church and all, so hoping that you guys had a great Easter weekend also. So, some ways to get in touch with me if you're listening for the first time, you can reach me at christianhomeschoolmoms.com as well as on iTunes. Search for Christian Homeschool Moms Podcast there, or you can find us all on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. It's facebook.com/christian-homeschool-moms. Also, another way to reach us is Twitter. So you can find me over there. And my handle at Twitter is ChristianHSMoms. And at YouTube, Easy Homeschooler. And then we also have a Google Plus group. And my Pinterest is ChristianHSMoms. So I'm just starting to really get into Pinterest. I've got a lot of boards there, but still constantly adding to them as I have time. But I'm always finding some really cool stuff on Pinterest, so you can check me out there and see if I have any boards that interest you. Most of them are homeschool related, and then I do have a couple of things on menu planning and side dishes and things that I'm finding. So these are all helping me in my life, and I love following others on Pinterest. So if you have a Pinterest account, you follow me, I'll probably follow you back. So Pinterest is one of my new pastimes. Okay, so moving on to today's lineup, I'll tell you what's going to be ahead in this podcast. First, I'll tell you about some of the most recent blog posts that I've written and also some fun stuff that's been going on in the family. And then we'll move on to our topic, which is managing time in your homeschool. So, as for my recent blog posts, I did a blog post last week on the top 5 homeschool room ideas, and wow, I mean, many of these rooms are honestly just superb. I couldn't top it if I wanted to. I don't have the resources or the time or energy to do a lot of this, but it's just so nice to look at it. Just to feast my eyes on these rooms. They're beautiful. So some of the rooms that I've mentioned are Heather at Timeless and Treasured. She has a cute room with 3 desks for her little daughter, for her girls. And what I liked best were her storage space. And she also has, she has a lot of things on her wall, the wall maps, the letters. It just really brings out the room, makes it look fun. I also mentioned Sam's Noggin. And that's found over samsnoggin.com. I really found that room pretty attractive because she looks like she created this room, this homeschool little nook. At the top of her banister, at the top of her staircase, is this little area, like a hallway. But it's pretty huge, and it's spacious enough for her to have a room there. So she created a homeschool room in that area. So I thought that was a really cool idea. Let's see. I liked Heidi at Mount Hope Chronicles, mainly because it just looks like it came straight out of a 1950s restaurant magazine. It's so nice. The checkered floors, black and white checkered polished, shiny floors. I know ours would never stay like that, but what I love is it is the black and white checkered that brings the room out. So the decorations are really neat. She has a couch in the center, so that's really stood out to me, kind of spoke to my comfort level, and the desks for her students are surrounding the perimeter of the walls, each with its own sort of IKEA-like shelving space, so I thought that was really cool. And that was 3 on my list. 2 was the Pioneer Woman, because I really liked her, again, IKEA shelves. I'm really looking into, if you haven't already figured out, getting some new shelving for my room. From my schoolroom, and IKEA is definitely on my list of places to visit to see if there's something I can perhaps afford and bring home and use for our homeschool. I really love the shelving space. I love the organization. how she has everything laid out here on her website. So the Pioneer Woman is number two, and number one on my list is Homeschool Creations. I love that it's sort of an attic loft appeal. Just the way the light shines through the room and the way the ceilings are arched. So that's really cool. And then she has her homeschool shelving unit right in the middle, at the end of the wall. So you just have to go to my website and look at it. It's so beautiful the way she has her room laid out, and the colors are coordinated, the orange chairs with the green wall, just nice. I mean, nice. I would want to do school in a room like that all day. Just really nice. So check that out. That's my top five homeschool room ideas. Okay, next, let's see, I did an article for Hip Homeschool Moms. So for those of you who are on the Hip Homeschool Moms list and you are keeping up with the blog, I'm honored to be writing for Hip Homeschool Moms now. So I'm really excited about this new opportunity to write for Hip Homeschool Moms and to be part of their team. And my very first blog post with them is called Homeschooling in the City. And so you'll have to go check that out. I had a couple of tips and pointers about those who live more in a city environment. And just from some experiences I've had in the past. So for those of you who know somebody who lives in a city, it is possible to homeschool in a city. And so, you know, I've written this article based on some of my prior experiences with homeschooling, taking field trips out to places like San Francisco, and just enjoying city life and how to incorporate homeschooling in that. So that's what this article's about. You can find it at the Hip Homeschool Moms blog, or you can also find a link to that blog post from my blog as well. Okay, another thing I've written about is the top three reasons that I love homeschooling, and I wrote this post for the Homeschool Post. For those of you who know this website as well, it's a really great resource for homeschoolers. And as I've been writing for them, I've been thinking of some different things that I could write about that would encourage people to understand why homeschoolers actually like it. Why do we like doing what we do? So I gave my top three reasons for why I love homeschooling, and you can again find a link to that post on my blog at Christian Homeschool Moms, or you can go directly over to the Homeschool Post, which is hsbapost.com. All right, and I also did a book review now this review is on a book that is written specifically for your tween or teen girls. The name of the book is Isabel's Secret, and it was written by Jan May, and she's an author that I've been in touch with since a few months ago, and she has a great little series for tween girls. It's a nice, down-to-earth, a really clean, holistic kind of book series, and she also has some homeschool curriculum that she's created around this book series as well, so you may want to check that out at New Millennium Girls. And you can also read my review at the Christian Homeschool Moms blog. Again, the name of the book is Isabel's Secret, and my daughter also gave her review of this book, so maybe one day if I can sort of nudge her a little bit, she might come on to this podcast and tell you guys why she likes some of the books she's been reading and give you some reviews. So anyway, that's that review, and there may be a giveaway coming up with that book as well, so stay tuned for that information. And lastly, on my blog, I have some information on the workbox system, which, you know, I'm not prolific at it yet, so anybody who knows more about it, about, you know, setting up work boxes according to the Sue Patrick method. You know, if you've been doing that and you want to share what you've been doing and how it works in your home, I'd be glad to read your blog post, to hear about what you've done. You can email me that information, go to our Facebook and tell us what you're doing with your work boxes. But I've got a video on YouTube about what I've been starting to do, and hopefully this is something that will continue or maybe move on to a different system, but one that's similar, because I do like the approach. So you can see the video on what we've been doing this year with our file box system over at my blog as well. So, okay, now I'll move on to some fun things that have been going on in my family. just to keep you updated on what's going on with me personally. So in our family, let's see, I told you a couple of weeks ago that we got a dog. He's almost eight months old now. He's getting house trained, so that's been an issue the first couple of weeks, but he's getting much better. And the kids are loving the dog. They love the dog. And I would not consider myself a dog person. I've never had a dog before, so this is all brand new to me. But as the weeks have gone on, I've softened up to the whole, you know, world of dogs. I actually pay more attention now that I have to, you know. So it's really kind of a neat experience for me. It's my first time having a pet, and so it's been a good experience for the girls. And I've seen a 100% change in my kids. They're a lot more, especially my oldest daughter. She's a lot more responsible. She, you know, goes down to feed the dog every morning. We go take walks with the dog together, which gives us actually more time to connect mother-daughter, so that's really neat. And I've just seen her be a lot more responsible, and I've never seen this before, so this is a nice shift in our home. So we'll move into our topic for the day, which is managing time in your homeschool. And what I'm going to share with you are some general tips that can help you with managing your time. And you might not actually consider these time management tips per se, but these are, I think they're more or less general ideas that can help lead you into managing your homeschool time better. So my first tip is free yourself to be you. And that sounds pretty basic. It's not exactly a time management kind of thing. It's just free yourself to be you. Know what your limitations are, and then follow through with those limitations. So know who you are, what you can contribute to your family, and then what you might need a little help with, and then just be okay with that. And rest in the fact that, you know, God understands you, and He embraces who you are today. And I say all of this because this is relevant in my life. I know what my limitations as a homeschool mom are, and what I'm capable of doing all on my own, or what I'm not capable of doing. There are certain topics, like science, for example, that I won't even try to teach without help. And, you know, I need to have a certain type of program that could really facilitate the scientific inquiry, the process. I need help with that. And so as much as also there are other issues in as far as with my personality and my quirks that I have to know myself well enough to say, you know, well, I can't do that, or I'm going to need help with this or that. So as much as I love, say, lying out on a beach, I wouldn't consider myself particularly outdoorsy, at least not in a traditional sense. I mean, you wouldn't find me rock climbing or hiking, and believe it or not, I've never even been camping. So these are my limitations. My kids know that, and if they ever want the outdoors experience, they'll just have to look to Girl Scouts for that, because mama can't do it. So, you know, I was thinking how important it is to know yourself, to be patient with yourself, and give yourself the room and the flexibility to grow into who you want to be. But for now, just be content with the you that you are. And the sooner you embrace yourself, the sooner your family will be aware of your needs. But first, you need to you have to be aware of your own needs and accept that as part of who you are today. And that leads me into the second point. And this all has to do with time management. So the second point is to set your priorities. Now, if you have several kids with different school schedules, setting aside a specific time during the day for school can be really tricky, especially if you have older kids who may pretty much set their own schedules. You know, they might want to practice violin whenever, or do their math at some odd hour at night, or just maybe they're a night owl and they're just up at night and they do a lot of their work at night. Well, if it works for them and it works for you, that's great. But if your school days seem scattered because you're needed, you know, as the mom and the teacher, if you're needed at all these odd intervals throughout the morning and evening to help with schoolwork, you'll need to set school hours or quote-unquote office hours in place for your older kids mostly for when you're available to help with schoolwork. It's like no different than college students checking in with their professors during office hours for extra support. So giving yourself the right to have a break from school each day is essential to your sanity, and it gives your older kids the responsibility to seek out your help during proper proper times. Now, for your younger kids, you may want to set aside a specific time each day for school, for the main academics when you're very personally involved in their school time. And during this time, there are no interruptions unless it's an emergency. And I always tell my kids, you know, when I'm having my personal time, you know, unless something's on fire, don't call me right now. You know, this is my personal time at this moment. Well, it's the same for your homeschool. You know, unless there's an emergency, your homeschool should have a, there should be a space and time in your day blocked off for home education. And it all depends as well on your philosophy. If you're an unschooler or if you're learning, if you're an interest-led learning family, you know, it may not be so much that you have specific hours of school. You know, during my personal homeschooling time, I turn my cell phone on vibrate so it doesn't completely interrupt our school time. But I do check periodically to make sure it's not an important call. And if it is important, I'll call back right away. But usually, you know, I'll get a voicemail if it's not important, and I can always call back in an hour or two. Stopping to take phone calls to chat with friends in the middle of the school day, it definitely breaks up what you're doing during the day. It doesn't work for the younger kids and their attention spans, and they can't really achieve what they need to without your full undivided attention and your support. So taking some time to set your school schedule as a priority each day is really important. I've done that a few times where my phone would ring and it would be a friend and I'd stop school and chat with my friend. But, you know, that really does, if you're in a habit of doing that, it really can eat away into your school hours. And by the time you get back to teaching what you were, you know, a couple of minutes ago, you're no longer on the same track. That's something that Chastity Champion and I talked about in one of our last podcast episodes together when we talked the episode number on homeschool, episode number 22, when we talked about homeschool organization and how to avoid burnout and achieve balance. And definitely when we just, you know, stop to answer the doorbell even, or answer the phone, or go out and check the mail, sometimes these things can really interrupt an entire school day. So, you know, putting kind of a limit on how many other things that we're doing simultaneously as we teach, especially our younger kids, just putting a cap on the amount of interruptions that we'll allow in our school day will really help to make the process go a lot smoother for the younger kids. Now, older kids are just a different story. I mean, they're older, they're more mature, they're responsible, they can pretty much do a lot of this school stuff independently. So you're a lot freer as they get older to kind of incorporate your own life and what you do into your homeschool days. But with younger kids, you really do have to set time aside for them and just focus on them. Even if it's just for 30 minutes or an hour, you know, let that 30 minutes or hour be specifically for your younger kids. Okay, so next, you know, I know some families who, and so for, as for another idea, you know, I know some families who use a wall calendar and they block off their school times in a specific color so they don't schedule anything else during those times. There are other families who actually use Google Calendar and they'll like write, have a schedule for what hours they're doing what subjects, and they'll have all of that color-coded on Google Calendar. So whatever works for you, but be sure that you make your homeschool time a priority for your family. My next tip is to rearrange your schedule as needed. And this is my last tip for this episode. If you're finding that, for example, soccer practice twice a week or a weekly ballet lesson plus your homeschool co-op meeting and then in addition to that, your midweek church service, you know, all of these things, if it's making it nearly impossible for you to breathe, then it's actually time to rearrange your schedule. In this case, you only have a few choices. You can, one, you can either have your spouse help you with your kids' activities and school, so get some help. Or number two, you can change to a different curriculum, which might make it easier for you to keep a more active lifestyle. Or number three, you can simply cut out some of the other activities and invest more time in your homeschool activities. So it's really whatever choice is important to you. No choice is better than the other. And the seasons of your life are going to determine your choices. So maybe the kids love workbooks and online classes, And, you know, well, it's possible you'll have a lot more time in your day to do other things if you choose to homeschool that way. Meanwhile, there are other families who thrive on the meaningfulness of spending time reading and working together at home, and they could actually care less about workbooks or computer games. And if that's your kind of family, then your daily schedule would certainly be affected by the lifestyle you've chosen. So perhaps the ballet or soccer wouldn't be so important to you. Or maybe you would have your kids choose just a few activities that the whole family can be involved in, so you're not split in different directions all week long. So look at your priorities and your lifestyle choices of family, and then arrange your schedule to fit within the framework of your family identity. So that goes into a whole different, podcast topic that, I could talk about, discovering your family identity and how from that, you can find so much about what your homeschooling is going to look like. And it could really, satisfy your questions about, well, what's my school year going to be like? Are we going to be successful or not? Well, if you know who you are individually, if you know who you are as a family unit, and what your family goals are, then it's so much easier to integrate what the different pieces of home education to fit your specific needs, and to maybe even to get involved in activities that fit your family lifestyle, to fit your family goals. You know, all of that is really based on your identity. So you're not going to be able to really, really hone in on managing your time very well unless you really know who you are and what your identity is as an individual and as a family. And from that stems everything else. Then you'll be able to manage your time better. So just to review, first, free yourself to be you. Number two, set your priorities. And number three, rearrange your schedule as needed. And in future episodes, I'm going to be talking in more detail about time management. This was more of an overview of general ideas and philosophies about time management. And it's kind of a beginning point or an introduction to the rest of the series. But I'm hoping that I'll be able to give you some more specific points a little later in another podcast. And to kind of recap on something that I talked about earlier in an earlier blog post, and the name of that blog post that I wrote, and it was February 27th of this year, 2013, I wrote a blog about managing time in my homeschool. And that was the very first post I did on this topic, and it just sort of spurred my ideas about time management. Well, one of the problems that I was having at that point was learning how to loosen the reins to love my kids, to sit back, to relax, to enjoy them as children. And here's a quote from that post. I said, "It's the kind of freedom that understands our priorities and knows when to say no or enough of certain things. Only when I can afford to say no to cleaning or cooking or blogging or setting out clothes for the next day or doing the laundry long enough to play a simple game of Uno am I truly free of the chains I often place on my own wrists under the guise of homeschooling. In reality, those chains are there because we put them there. I told myself I didn't have the time. I told myself I had too much work to do to relax. I pushed myself with all the busyness of life, and I'm the one who missed out on the moments, those relaxing moments that I could have had if I'd had my priorities in order to begin with. Honestly, the dishes can wait. The laundry will be there tomorrow. Computers beckon us to come practically every time we pass one. Cooking is a never-ending regime. There'll be time to make another meal yet again. But those moments that our kids are young and asking for our attention are priceless. There's no time in the world that can bring those moments back. So I want to take advantage. Lord, help me to value the time you've given me. Help me to validate my children with the short time I have in their lives to mentor and love on them while they are still children. Most of all, help me to honor you with my time." And I wrote that back in February because, that was something that was going on with me in my heart. And it's a struggle for many homeschool moms. We don't have enough time in the world. We only have 24 hours in a day. So what do we do with that time. So in my upcoming episodes, I hope to encourage you in more detail about managing time. And so thank you so much for listening in on this podcast today. And again, if you have any questions, comments, please feel free to write me an email at momzest, M-O-M-Z-E-S-T, at gmail.com, or you can simply click on the contact button on my website, in addition to leaving a comment and rating us over at iTunes. I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you so much, and have an awesome, awesome week.